Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State House? Or will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50 or somewhat likely or
not? I will definitely be voting. I will definitely be voting, and I will not be voting for any Republicans at all.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, independent,
I am an independent. I am an independent, and I will not be voting for any Republicans.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Asian American, Hispanic, African American, or Black or White?
Doesn't matter.
And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they got enough on the wrong track in general?
They are on the wrong track.
And from the following list, which issue should the governor or state legislator focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important. I have abortion, the economy and jobs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, climate and the environment, illegal immigration, K-12 education, crime and public safety, taxes, the last three, access and cost of healthcare, housing and property insurance costs, or local growth and development.
Oh, that's a tough one because there's so many of them.
K-12 education. Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democrat, probably for Democrat, definitely for Republican, or probably Republican.
Definitely for Democrats.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job?
I will never vote for a Republican in this. I will never vote for a Republican in this state. They're horrible.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of him.
And somewhat approve, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
You will now, we're almost done with the survey, we're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Mike Caruso. Do you recognize the name, Mike Caruso?
Yes.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or unfavorable? No opinion?
Okay. No opinion.
Kamala Harris? How would you rate Kamala Harris?
High opinion. Strong
very
opinion.
Favorable? Or just
very high? Favorable.
Okay.
Very
and
favorable.
The last one. Sienna Osta. Do you recognize the name? Sienna Osta?
No, I don't recognize it.
And the last few questions, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
I am definitely voting for Kamala Harris.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Definitely or probably for?
Definitely.
Sienna Osta. Okay. And you will now be given a, sorry, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else, or did not vote for president?
Joe Biden.
When you vote for candidates for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat? Usually vote for as many Democrats as you can, or usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
It depends on who's running. I'm not affiliated with either party. I go with who's running.
Okay, but would you say usually vote Democrat or always or?
No, I wouldn't say. I don't say I do either one.
Vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans?
God. I would say probably, it's probably even.
Okay.
But I won't anymore. Yeah.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
And what is your religion, if any? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish,
Muslim? I don't
Muslim?
Comment on my religion. I don't comment on my religion.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.